to you again this evening, thanking you for the many blessings of this life that you have given us. And thanking you so very much for the love that you have for us and sending your son to this cruel world to die on that cruel cross of Calvary. That we may have a hope of being with you someday in heaven and meet up with you. We pray for those that have been mentioned here this day, the ones that have been sick and the ones that are down. And we pray for this nation, this country, this earth. For the ones that have all this pledge that we have coming up for us now. Amen. We pray that you will bless us and keep us safe and that we might all turn to you. We know that you're the root of all good and everything that is good comes from you. We pray for all our leaders and our people who care for us, Lord. For we know that they're servicing one way or another. That the rules and regulations that have come from this earth come from you, and that this world could not exist without something of you. We pray that you will go with us now through the rest of this day and through the rest of our lives. And when this life here on this earth is over with, that you will go with us and be with us. That we may have a home with you in heaven and be there with us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Brethren, the idea of taxation has never been a rewarding thing, especially when people felt like it was overburdensome to them. And there are times when government does not recognize the feelings and the thoughts of people that they tax and so forth. In 1 Kings chapters 12 and 13, we read of the time of Rehoboam and Jeroboam, the sons of Solomon. And we read regarding Jeroboam's time in which he decided that he would punish the people more severely than did his father and bind upon them greater burdens than had ever been bound before. It is said in 1 Kings 12 and at verse 9, "And he said unto them, What counsel give ye that ye may answer this people who has spoken to me, saying, Make the yoke of thy father which put upon us lighter. And the young men that were grown up with him spake unto him, saying, Thus shalt thou speak unto this people that speak unto thee, saying, Thy father made our yoke heavy, but make it lighter for unto us. Thus shalt thou say unto them, My little finger shall be thicker than my father's thighs or loins. Now, whereas my father did lay upon you heavy yoke, I will add to your yoke. My father chastised you with whips, I will chastise you with scorpions. So Jeroboam and all the people came to Rehoboam third day as the king had appointed, saying, Come to me again the third day. And the king answered the people roughly and forsook the old men's counsel that they gave him. And he spake to them after the counsel of the young men, saying, My father hath made your yoke heavy, I will add to your yoke. My father also chastised you with whips, I will chastise you with scorpions. Wherefore the king hearkened not unto the people, for the cause was from the Lord that he had performed this saying. The idea was that he was a man who was against the ways of camaraderie and awaits the ways of goodness and kindness and helpfulness to them. And Jeroboam found himself building other ways and causing a great division so that they went to the whole country of Israel in the north. And Judah was not ever involved with them in a sense of being a people together. And the idea of this came about because of this way of the kind of burdens that were placed upon them. Notice in this regard, this is the way in which they found themselves battling not only one another, but they were battling the God of heaven, who would have them not to be divided like this and have them not to be that way, but they were nevertheless. And God allowed that to be the case, to teach us way down the stream of time that the things written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. And so it is, as Paul wrote to the Romans about this, it is the case that we look back and see this situation and realize the vanity of having the heavier burden to be placed upon people who are already suffering under the tenets of that time. Think about the idea of taxation from the standpoint of a government and the people of a government. You'll find that in regard to this matter, you'll find that people have themselves to recognize the need that they have. It is said in Romans chapter 13 in regard to this matter, beginning at verse 4, "For he is the minister to thee for good, but if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. He beareth not the sword in vain, for he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Wherefore you must needs be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience' sake." Notice that he talks about the tribute also. "For they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. Render therefore unto all their dues. Tribute to whom tribute is due. Custom to whom custom. Fear to whom fear. And honor to whom honor. Owe no man anything but to love one another. And he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. And this thou shalt not and for this thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness," talking about the things to their fellow man, "and thou shalt not covet. If there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this, say, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." And he goes on to explain, "Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore love is the fulfilling of the law. And that, knowing the time, it is now high time to wake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light." Notice in connection with this idea that there are things that are necessary to be done. And though we may not enjoy that in the sense of time, we can see the benefits of it in the government. And in our republic form of government, we can certainly see the need of and the benefits of. The taxation codes that can be overburdensome can be relaxed and can be changed out, not only by the halls of Congress, but also in our Constitution by way of the President and his orders and rules. But they also can be bitter and they can be terrible. And so when they are that way, it's a sad thing. Jesus, when he faced those kind of situations in the days of the Roman government, turned himself over to the Heavenly Father completely. It is said in 1 Peter 2:21, "Even whereunto you were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example we should follow his steps. Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth." He was not in hypocrisy. He was not telling one thing and then doing another. And it was the case that when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but continued, committeth himself to him that judgeth righteously. That's the idea that he is an example for us, so that we would commit ourselves to the Heavenly Father, rather than commit ourselves to vain words that are being spoken back in reply, and vain deeds that are being done back in reply, and vain suffering that's being done and put upon people just because we have a power over them to do it. It is the case that we are to put our heads in God's hands in this matter, and we're to trust in the ways of the Lord. And the ways of the Lord are honored by us. And the ways of the Lord are greatly rewarded. In 1 Peter chapter 3, reference is made again to this idea about life and how we live life. It is said in verse 8, "Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another. Love as brethren, and be pitiful, be courteous. Not rendering evil for evil, or railing for railing, but contrariwise, blessing. Knowing that ye are therefore called, that ye should inherit a blessing. For he that will love life, and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips that they speak no guile or hypocrisy. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil." When we find ourselves thinking that we are more burdensome with taxation and codes, and we are at times, we find ourselves being taken advantage of in so many ways. It's a sad situation to face, but it is nevertheless faced easier when we with the Lord go with Him, and we do not get a part of evil, but rather we get a part of seeing and praying for good. For he that would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. In 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 10, he that would love life and see good days could be a person who would help out the cause. And of course, when we get into that situation, we have to look at the things that are being supported. It's a shame that there are things being supported that are not good and not helpful to mankind in general. The funds that are being used for abortion of children these days, to the millions of children now already. We have no idea in mind as to what blessings God put in the minds and in the hearts of those little children. And they did not ever have an opportunity to explain them, to share them, to tell them in the generation in which we've lived. God Himself has a great ability to do. And there are those that we know in our own families that have gifts and abilities to do things that no one else in the family has had, seems like. No one else in the family has particularly that idea. But they do have that blessing. And they can only credit the fact that this came from the Lord Himself. This was an investment that the Lord Himself made within that individual's life. And he goes on in 1 Peter chapter 4 to talk about that a little bit. 1 Peter 4 beginning verse 1, "For as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that hath suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sin. He no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. For the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles, when we walked in lasciviousness and lust, excess of wine, revelings, banquetings, abominable idolatries, wherein they think it strange of you that you run not with them to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you. Who shall give account to him that is ready to judge the quick and the dead? For his cause was the gospel preached also to them that are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but alive toward God in the Spirit." When we become spiritually identified with God the Father, when we become spiritually identified with His way, what are we? We are His people. We are blessed of Him, and His eyes are over the righteous, and His ears are open to their prayers. Chapter 3 and verse 12. And so with the eyes of the Lord over those who are seeking to do right, and when His ears are open to their prayers, that they feel like that they've been taken advantage of, and they feel like that there's too much laid upon them, and they pray Him that way instead of loud words and profanities that have been offered and uttered back to those who have put the laws and the rules upon you, there is a blessing that God is involved. And God comes to our side and He helps us in those situations. It is the case that as we find this going on, we're people then who turn to the cause of God, and we will become righteous people in the service of the Lord. And as a result, we will not be satisfied with worldly ways of replying to something that is heavy upon us, any more than it was the case that back there in the Old Testament of our Bible, 1 Kings 12 and 13, to read about Jeroboam, who found himself in the ways that he was doing. The Rehoboam, his brother, was one who wanted to do the right thing and the good thing. And that did not prevail at the moment in time that brought about the division of Israel from Judah. Sad it was that it was the case, but it was nevertheless. And the Father did what with that situation? He brought about a change whereby He gave promises to those of the household of Judah, and the ultimate coming of his son through Judah. And through, well, as he notes in Micah chapter 5 and verse 2, though thou be least among the thousands of Judah, yet shall he come forth from thee, Bethlehem of Ephratah. Yet shall he come forth from thee, who hath been from old, even from everlasting. The Father in heaven prepared that time, set up that time. And Paul will write to Galatians 4, in the fullness of time, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those, buy them back, who were under that law. He did that, and he will be that, doing that in our behalf as well. As we go along through life, we'll enjoy that relationship with him. If anyone is subject to Jesus' invitation tonight, as you listen by way of internet and the studies that we're doing together, then it will be occasion for you to come to him and obey him. If you'll be a person that's baptized into Christ, you'll have a newness of life begun. You'll be a spiritually minded person as you find yourself going on in life. And in Romans 6 and over to 18, he says, but God be thanked that whereas you were the servants of sin, you've obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine delivered you. That's the form of doctrine, the form of being buried into his death and raised to walk a newness of life. And he says, you've been buried with him in the likeness of his death. You shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. And he said that in this regard, God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine, being then made free from sin. You became enslaved, are servants of righteousness. Let's do the right thing when it comes to the time of taxation understanding. God bless you all. Let's stand together as we sing this song of invitation now.
Anywhere with Jesus I can safely go. Anywhere he leads me in this world be low. Anywhere without me we all should.
short.